Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
I want some down-home country crime. You got anything like that? Oh, but make sure that the killer thinks he's like somebody famous and historic.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, man. We're no longer snowed in. It seems that spring is around the corner, but thankfully that doesn't mean that we lose crazy criminals.
No, thank goodness. If you can probably hear the spring in my voice, because got up to 70 degrees this week, and it just, I guess my sinuses thought, oh, let's go into overdrive.
You're kind of in that sweet spot, though. You sound really good right now.
Yeah, I'm hoping this continues, because we got a doubleheader in a couple of days.
We do. So let's not waste our voice anymore. Get us rolling on today's case.
Brother, we are going to one of my favorite places. I say that tongue-in-cheek. Morgan County, Tennessee. Jamie, my in-laws lived in Morgan County.
Oof.
And a good friend of our show, Beth, lives really close to this area.
Sorry, Beth.
And the town, the town seat in Morgan County is called Wartburg. If that ain't Tennessee, I don't know what is. Yeah, the county seat. So we're going to Wartburg, Tennessee, or at least Morgan County, and that's where there was a 2021 killing. And this was a years-long legal process that just recently resolved. So we're going to talk about that incident. So take us to the night there in 2021, Jamie.
November the 5th, 2021, deputies were called to a home on Stringfield Road in Morgan County, Tennessee. When they arrived, they found 69-year-old Vester Moe Stringfield lying on the ground, badly beaten and covered in blood. Don't want to spend a lot of time on it. His last name was Stringfield, lived on Stringfield Road. So many roads like that in my town. It's
very, very common.
Yeah. Standing near his car was 45-year-old Larry West, and he immediately admitted to attacking Stringfield. But he caught officers off guard with what came after his confession, which was him disclosing to them that he wished to be called Abraham Lincoln.
At that moment, police probably realized that they were dealing with, obviously, a very injured victim. But then also a suspect who was making some pretty bizarre statements. You have to wonder, like, there's obviously drugs involved. So what kind is basically my question.
Yeah, what kind of drugs? And then is this guy going for an insanity defense and just trying to jump the gun here and saying, hey, I was our 16th president, la-di-da-di-da.
45-year-old in Wartburg, Tennessee. No, he's crazy.
Okay.
Drugs are bad. So Vester was rushed for medical treatment. His injuries were severe. Doctors documented extensive trauma, injuries consistent with a brutal beating. He had been struck multiple times. He had damage to his head, his neck, his ribs. I mean, this guy was beaten really bad. He never recovered from his injuries, and he died 13 days later after the assault. And that's when, you know, this guy, West, was obviously charged with, you know, the attack, but once he died, that's when charges were increased to homicide.
Investigators knew they had been arguing. They had gotten into it the day before, and reportedly, at least twice earlier that day, Stringfield had pulled a knife on West. And, you know, this is kind of a slow buildup to this horrible situation. They would get to trial where West continued to say that he was Abraham Lincoln. And I think that's what brought this to our attention mostly.
It wasn't like it was a one-time thing in a drunken stupor at night, but like he laid into it.
Right.
Doubled down.
Right. And I we're not saying like the reincarnation. We're not saying like it's some kind of, he's being possessed by the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. He says he is Abraham Lincoln. Now his attorneys didn't lay into that as thick as he wanted them to. They said that this was just a chaotic, dangerous situation and that he was defending himself because he was being attacked by a knife. So it's certainly a messy situation all around. And unfortunately, Stringfield didn't live, but West didn't go out without a fight here.
Absolutely.
Legally.
this case would move to a jury trial, and just a few weeks ago, this one was wrapped up. Her jury had to hear testimony. They reviewed evidence. You know, it's kind of wild to me that, you know, we've talked to Jarrett Ferrantino about how many cases actually go to trial, and it's not as like a tenth of what are actually, you know, charges are brought up on. So this one did go to trial. The jury heard the case. They deliberated for nearly 2 hours, and they reached the verdict of guilty of voluntary manslaughter. So that means they believed he was responsible for Stringfield's death, but the killing happened in the heat of the moment and was not a premeditated act. So under Tennessee, voluntary manslaughter law carries a possible sentence of 3 to 6 years in prison. So just because you got mad and killed somebody but didn't plan it out beforehand, you only get the most of 6 years.
Yeah, oddly, I was having this conversation with my daughter last night. We were watching a TV show, the difference between first and second degree murder and then manslaughter. And she was like, first of all, manslaughter sounds a lot worse than murder.
It really does.
You slaughtered a man. It does sound bad. But yeah, I get the distinction. Basically, first degree murder is you planned it out, did it in advance. Second degree murder is you meant to kill somebody, even if you didn't plan it. And manslaughter is usually a heat of the moment. Maybe you didn't mean to kill him, but you meant to hurt him and it went too far. So I do find it, however, a really small sentence for that. But that's not even, I don't know. It seems pretty straightforward. What happened? The verdict, the sentence, but the Abraham Lincoln thing. We don't know if that was him trying to show that he was maybe insane. If this incident put him in some kind of shock, if he was delusional. But he wanted to be called Abraham Lincoln throughout the trial. Like, this is wild.
Absolutely. Jamie, this was an interesting one. I have roots in that town, and I don't know these people involved, but this is a crazy case out of kind of near my neck of the woods growing up.
Got a question. I need you to be honest. Which president are you?
If I had to be a president, this is controversial. Can I be George W., but with, like, better foreign relations policy?
I don't
know. He just seems like a fun guy.
I don't know, man. I really just wanted you to say that you were
Grover Cleveland?
Yeah, somebody. Isn't that, like, yeah, somebody.
George W., he was a little zany, I'll say that. Foreign relations, and by that I mean he got us involved in a 20-year war.
This is all my fault bringing up politics.
Who would you be?
This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.